So friends, the geographical backdrop of the setting of our gospel today is really important for understanding the significance of the event. And the property and architectural backdrop of the setting of this church building is really important for understanding the significance of what we celebrate this weekend as the opening of UT's academic year. So I want to draw that connection. So I want to first start with the gospel scene. As many of you know, because I never stopped talking about it, I was privileged to take a group of about 35 of our students to the Holy Land in May. And one of the sites I was most looking forward to going to, because I didn't go there when I went like 13 years ago when I was in the seminary, was the area of the gospel today, Caesarea Philippi. And when you get there, you realize that this was an ancient city built in honor of Caesar, the emperor, and it was built, the town was built on top of a gigantic rock formation. This rock formation is about 100 feet high and about 500 feet wide, and the town was built in honor of Caesar on top of this rock formation. And in the rock formation, we got to go up and see there's all these little niches or alcoves that were places of dedication to various Roman and Greek gods in their pantheons. So you can still see the little niches and alcoves in the rock formations. That is where various statues and things would have been housed, in which people would have done worship to these various Greek and Roman gods. So that geographical setting is really important for understanding the context of what Jesus does at this site. Like when he says to Peter, and to Peter's confession of faith, "You are the rock upon which the church is going to be built." The significance of that in front of that gigantic rock formation would not have been missed by those who heard it. He's saying, Peter, and the authority you have is going to be like this gigantic rock formation that's going to provide stability and continuity and consistency in the midst of a changing world. And that the confession of faith that you made in the gospel, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, this is going to be a religion built on worship of the true God, not all these other false claims to divinity that these niches of the Greek and Roman pantheon represent. And so the geographical setting of what Jesus does in Caesarea Philippi, building the church upon the rock of Peter and upon his confession of faith, would have been extremely significant. I want to suggest that the property and architectural backdrop of this church and this building and this property, right, is really important for understanding why this is such a big weekend for us as a parish, as we open a new school year. I first want to just give a special shout out to all of the students, freshmen or graduate students, who are worshiping with us for the first time. I hate to do this, but if you're here with us for the first time as a student, would you please stand? All right, please. All right. Awesome. Thank you for doing that. I'm sure there's more. They just didn't want to stand. And the only reason I give you a shout out, well, you deserve a shout out, but is because of the admiration we have for you in this community. I have a special admiration. I'm honest about this. When I went to Xavier, when I went to college, I did not step foot, though I was raised Catholic, I did not step foot in Bellarmine Chapel there on campus for my first 2 years of college. I wanted a break from religion. And look where it got me, to the priesthood. All right, so I tell you that not to give you license to do that. You might say, well, if he didn't go to church for 2 years and became a priest, then I'm not saying that. I'm saying it just in admiration that your first weekend of college or of graduate school, you made this a priority, to worship God within the Mass. And we just have the utmost respect for you and admiration for you as this church community, and we welcome you here with us. So property in this building. I give this homily every year at the beginning. So if you know what I'm going to say, you can take a little nap. You can fill out the registration forms you were supposed to fill out before Mass, whatever you want to do. But I love it. So the first is a fact about the property. Okay, the last two owners of this property where this church sits were a Franciscan monastery and a frat house. Okay? And I love that about this property, because I think what we're called to do here at this parish is to bridge the gap between the monastic life of a monastery and the immersion in the world of a frat house. Okay. Now, I say this not to put fraternities down. Fraternities do a ton of incredible things. Okay. So if you're in a fraternity, I'm not. But fraternities have a little bit of a reputation, right, for being sort of immersed in the world. Okay. A Franciscan monastery has the opposite of a kind of retreat from the world, a withdrawing from the world. What I think this parish is meant to do is to bridge that gap, to straddle those two worlds, that we're called to provide our students a place of spiritual rest and peace and refuge here, but not to stay here, but precisely to go back across Door Street and to spread that message immersed in the world, right? To be, as Jesus says, to be in the world, but not of the world. Right? To be in the world is the frat tradition of this property. Right? To be not of the world is the monastic tradition of the Franciscan monastery being on this property. And so I think that property backdrop of this setting is a really cool lens through which we should see the campus ministry that we do at this parish. The other, which I always mention, are these two transepts, these two window transepts. And if you're stuck at this light, okay, coming from campus, and if you've been at that light walking or driving, you know that is the longest link maybe in the country. You sit there forever, okay? So you have lots of time. So next time, look up at these two transepts, because what they look like, to me at least, is our arms. Stretching out across Door Street to welcome in new students. But the double symbolism of the arms, though, is not just to gather them into us, but then to release them back across Door Street, right? I always have in mind this opening weekend is the many parents who are saying goodbye to their children for the first time in that last hug in which they kind of... It's hard to end that last hug for many parents, right? Because when they end that hug, they are releasing their child, right, into this unknown place. Right? But that's what these arms are supposed to be. They're not just about gathering students from across Door Street to us, but then it's about empowering them here so that we release them with arms back across Door Street, transformed by the mission of the gospel and animated by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that they can spread the truth and joy and love of Jesus on campus. And so I love these arms. Pay attention next time you're stuck at that light and envision those as the arms of this faith community, welcoming people in, but then releasing them back empowered by Jesus's mandate and his mission. And so I love those two aspects of our property as ways of sort of seeing what we do here and why this weekend is so important. And so as I was arguing with the gospel, that the geographical backdrop of that setting is really important for understanding what Jesus did there at Caesarea Philippi, so too the property and architectural backdrop, right, of this setting is really important for understanding why this weekend, in which we welcome so many people into our community for the first time, is so important. I might also mention we're welcoming a little child into our faith community, Lucy, who's nicely asleep there. And next weekend we'll welcome Vivian Grace, who's back there. So we have little members that are going to be entering our faith community, and this weekend we welcome so many of our college students, our graduate students, and anyone else who is with us for the first time. I don't know if you caught in the opening prayer, we talked about the uncertainties of this world. And I think that's what, in some ways, unites those two backdrops I'm talking about. Jesus builds the church on a rock, a solid rock, so that the uncertainties of time, right, and the changing whims of belief and all these other things, that there's something stable and consistent that we can rely on, the rock of Jesus's church. Similarly, we hope this parish community serves as a stabilizing influence during the uncertainties of your college years, the uncertainties of the college years, which are real. It's a transitional time. It's all sorts of things happen in the course of 4 years and beyond, right? We hope this parish, like the rock of Jesus's church, can be like a rock with open arms, but a stabilizing, solid, consistent influence that allows you to feel the refuge and the rest and the peace of Christ, but not to remain there in a kind of Catholic bubble across the street here, but to release you with the arms of a parent saying goodbye to their children, release you back across Door Street and beyond to live out the power and the mission of Jesus.